The state of the world's ocean is in decline. From pollution, overfishing to climate change, the threats to ocean health are many and varied. That's why the UN Secretary General created a special envoy for the ocean. Ambassador Peter Thompson, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Of all the threats facing the ocean, in your opinion, which are the biggest?
I always say that there are basically five areas of problems for the ocean. Those five are acidification and deoxygenation and ocean warming. Those three all have one common enemy, which is our greenhouse gas emissions. The other two, I think, are actually more manageable. The other two are pollution, which obviously is plastic, but it's also pollution from our agricultural and industrial systems and from sewage. And the fifth one is fishing, and the harmful fishing practices that we have, including subsidizing industrial fleets to overfish the ocean, and indeed the huge amount of illegal catch of seafood. Estimated that one in five fish are actually caught illegally, stolen goods.
As you say, we need a new deal with nature. What needs to happen?
Well, there's a report that just came out recently by a group called IPBES, which is the United Nations gathering of scientists, our best scientists. And they tell us that if we continue on our current course, that a million species are about to go extinct. So what does that mean for planet Earth? What does that mean for us when we lose that vast amount of biodiversity? Because you know, a lot of people don't sort of give enough attention to biodiversity, but that's what life is really based on, and a healthy human life is based on the fact that we have such a diversity of life on planet Earth, as far as we know, the only planet with life on it. So it's tragic that we have got to this state of affairs, and obviously we have to turn it around as quickly as we can. People estimate we've got about 10 years to do that.
And so how do we do that? Your main area of work is related to the Sustainable Development Goal number 14. For those listeners who are not familiar with this, could you explain a little bit about SDG 14 and what you've been tasked to do?
Basically, we have a plan to get that new deal with nature to basically save our place on this planet. And that plan was universally agreed to by all the governments of the world in 2015. All of us agreed to it. And the plan is the Paris Climate Agreement, which you've heard about, and the Sustainable Development Goals. There are 17 of them agreed at the United Nations. So, you know, if you care about your future, you should make yourself familiar with the principles of the Paris Climate Agreement and the Sustainable Development Goals. Now, the 14th of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals is the Ocean Goal, which sets out to conserve and sustainably use the resources of the ocean. And that's what I'm tasked with promoting around the world, making sure that everybody is implementing SDG 14 with integrity.
Obviously, current efforts by governments are not enough. What actions would you like to see governments take today?
Well, I think the prime responsibility of governments is to address our greenhouse gas emissions. That is the main enemy of the ocean's health. So at the end of next year, we will all be getting together at the what's called the UNFCCC, that's the UN's climate change arm, in Glasgow, Scotland, in December. And that is where we are expected, under the Paris Agreement, to announce greatly enhanced ambitions for our individual countries for lowering our greenhouse gas emissions. And that's what I would like to see most of all. But I think it also goes to communities and to individuals. We all have to take our part in this.
And so on an individual level, one can feel very powerless in the big world. What can we do as individuals and as consumers?
Yeah, look, I'm a grandfather and I have discussions with my granddaughters on this subject. And you know, obviously, doom and gloom is no answer at all. Neither is the choice between optimism and pessimism, quite frankly. What is required is just a pragmatic understanding of the problems and the solutions. And then for you as an individual to start acting accordingly. You are all consumers. You have a choice what you're going to go and purchase. And my wife and I don't purchase things that are wrapped in plastic. We don't buy plastic goods. We just refuse plastic. You know, I'm old enough to remember a world where there was no plastic and it was perfectly all right, thanks. So, you know, there are changes that you can make as an individual, and I certainly urge everybody to do so.
The world's population greatly depends on ocean resources, yet that demand is increasing as the population grows. What will the future of food from the ocean look like, do you think?
You know, people talk about the blue economy. I don't support that. I don't support one more linear exploitation of finite planetary resources. What I support is the sustainable blue economy, because the sustainable blue economy will feed the world through completely new sources of food, new types of food. So the sustainable blue economy is going to look after us if we look after the ocean, if we give it the respect which is due.
We can't cover everything, but one thing I would like to ask you is, if you could wave your magic wand and implement just one change, what would that be?
Look, I'm sorry to harp on about it, but it would be that the world wakes up and realizes that we cannot live in a world where we emit the kind of greenhouse gas emissions that we do today. And that means radical changes in human behavior. It means radical changes in our consumption and our production. It means that we address our needs rather than pander to our greed. So it's a big change that's going to have to occur if we're going to get to the ultimate goal that we've set ourselves, which is to be carbon net zero by the year 2050. If we can get there, we'll be okay.
UN Secretary General, Special Envoy for the Ocean, Ambassador Peter Thompson, thank you very much.
Thank you.